Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate has rejected both articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Republicans are decrying the fact that the charges were not brought to trial.
The House impeachment resolution included two charges, willfully ignoring the law and breaching the public's trust. And as you said, the Senate fairly quickly rejected the two articles, largely along partisan lines. One Republican, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, voted present on the first article. But this represents a broader fight between Republicans and the Biden administration over immigration policy at the southwest border. Republicans accused Mayorkas of not enforcing immigration laws. They pointed to recent months of data showing record number of crossings at the border. Democrats said this was a policy disagreement and argued impeachment wasn't the way to handle it.
NPR's Barbara Sprunt reporting. The president of Columbia University testified before a House panel yesterday. The school had faced widespread criticism over allegations of anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Arab harassment. President Mnuch Shafik told lawmakers that the university has taken strides to ensure the safety of its students.
Safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Because of those efforts, the vast majority of our demonstrations have been peaceful.
Shafik told the lawmakers that the university is firing a professor who allegedly expressed support for the Palestinian militant group Hamas after the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. A whistleblower has told a Senate panel that Boeing failed to adhere to its own safety requirements in the production of 787 and 777 passenger jets. Longtime engineer Sam Salapour says shortcuts were made in the rush to get the planes to market. Lawmakers in Arizona are working to repeal a near-total ban on abortion that was upheld by the state Supreme Court last week. Wayne Shutsky from member station KJZZ has more.
Lawmakers can't usually introduce new legislation this late in a legislative session. But Democratic Senator Anna Hernandez introduced a motion to make an exception for a bill to repeal the near-total ban that dates back to 1864. Republicans T.J. Shope, Shauna Bullock, and Ken Bennett joined all Democrats to stifle Republican attempts to block that motion. Shope and Bullock then voted alongside Democrats to allow Hernandez to introduce the bill. But a vote on that measure likely won't happen for at least 2 weeks. As for the Arizona House, Republican lawmakers there blocked efforts to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban for the second consecutive week. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Chutsky in Phoenix.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.